Can you give me an idea about what's been going on today?
Oh, yeah, sure. So today, Healthy Futures, along with a delegation of doctors from the Australian Federation of Medical Women, the Australian College of General Practitioners and the Australasian College of Emergency Medicine, met with the Energy Minister, Lily D'Ambrosio, to discuss the open letter that we delivered to her today. And so we really talked about our concerns around the continuation of using gas in our homes. We want all new gas connections to be gone by 2025. We've asked the government for that commitment. We also want a commitment to get all public buildings, including public housing and hospitals and health infrastructure, off gas, because we want our healthcare workers and our patients to be able to utilise gas-free healthy hospitals.
Are you seeing health concerns from gas?
Yeah, we are. Our doctors, two of them, which are GPs, we're talking to, you know, all the asthma cases that they are seeing. We know that 12% of the total asthma burden is from gas in homes. So we can get rid of that just by not having future homes connected to gas, and then also retrofitting existing homes to get them off gas. Asthma is a huge problem here. There's also the fact that by continuing to burn gas, we exacerbate climate change, and climate change is leading to extreme weather events such as heat waves and fires, and our healthcare professionals are on the front line of dealing with those really bad health outcomes, and they also talked to the minister about their personal experience in that area as well.
Was she receptive?
She was very receptive. I think she really understands the issue, which is really great, and it was wonderful that she made the time to hear from these health experts, and it was a really positive meeting. So we're really hopeful and looking forward to the minister making announcements when the gas substitution roadmap update is released later in the year.
Is it unusual for doctors and general practitioners in general to stand up and voice political views like this?
Maybe it used to be, but not so much. No, I mean, as I mentioned, these healthcare workers are often on the front line of dealing with health issues that have arose because of climate impacts. They're seeing it every day in their GP clinics, in the emergency rooms, in the hospitals. So more and more they are speaking out. And I think what's really extraordinary is that we've seen these big medical colleges actually get on board and co-sign this letter, because they're hearing from their members that they're really concerned about these impacts. And we know there's something we can do about it. So I think it's really great. We're seeing particularly Healthy Futures. We work with healthcare workers and doctors, and we're seeing more and more healthcare workers wanting to step up and speak out.
This is only the beginning, isn't it?
This is absolutely only the beginning. Yeah.
I'm Annie. I'm from 3CR.
Nice to meet you, Annie.
G'day. And I was hoping you'd give me elucidate some of the issues that came out in this demonstration today.
Absolutely. So my name's Harry Jennings. I'm a GP and I coordinate Healthy Futures, which is an affiliate group of Friends of the Earth focusing on healthcare workers taking action to reduce pollution and climate change. We've assembled here today with representing 30 health organisations and over 150 Victorian healthcare workers who have signed a letter to the Minister for Climate Action, Lily D'Ambrosio in Victoria, requesting that the Victorian government assist Victorians to switch from gas to renewable electricity in their homes for health reasons. Not many people know that gas use in the home accounts for 12% of the childhood asthma burden in Australia, and a child growing up in a house with gas faces a similar risk of asthma as a child growing up exposed to secondhand cigarette smoke. So it's a significant health risk, and it's something that Victorians shouldn't have to put up with. The Australian Capital Territory government has already ruled out new gas connections to homes. I think they did that last year. So we've just asked the Victorian government to match them by the end of 2024. So we've delivered the letter today with that, along with a number of other asks, requesting that the Victorian government assist people to transition from gas to electricity, particularly if they're on low incomes, and also to run all government and public buildings on 100% renewables rather than gas.
And so as a general practitioner, yep. Are you actually receiving, getting patients who are in this a cohort affected by gas?
Oh, well, I guess a lot of Victorians use gas. Victorian houses use more gas than houses in any other state or territory for historical reasons. And I work with a demographic of, you know, some low socioeconomic people who struggle to pay their gas bills. And that's another thing that this and this change will assist, is renewable electricity is actually a lot cheaper to run once it's installed. So if it can help people switch, it'll reduce the cost of living. But also, yes, reducing their exposure to air pollution and asthma. And another great risk from gas is carbon monoxide poisoning, which is all too tragically current. We keep seeing people with carbon monoxide poisoning in emergency departments because of faulty gas appliances. So that's another thing that Victorians shouldn't have to put up with, and that's why we need to get to 100% renewable electricity now.
Are you happy with the turnout?
Yes, delighted. There was a wide variety of organisations. A wide variety of organisations represented, and a huge crowd today. Yeah.
And it's only the beginning.
That's right. Well, apparently I wasn't in the meeting with the minister. Our other delegate was, in several medical colleges. But apparently it was a very good and productive meeting, and the minister's receptive to our requests. So we're looking forward to the Victorian government announcing some outcomes in keeping with our health recommendations.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Professor Diana Edgerton-Warburton, who came into the meeting with us today from the Australasian College
for Emergency Medicine. The Australasian College for Emergency Medicine.
And so this is important, this issue.
It's really important to emergency physicians. We see heat health emergencies as a disaster approach. And every day in the emergency department, we see people that have the health effects of climate change. It's absolutely urgent, and there's a terrible paradox going on. We're actually working in hospitals that are causing the climate change, that then we're treating the patients. And so for the government to address and turn off the gas supplies to these hospitals would have, you know, multiplying effect. It would benefit the hospital and the health service, and it would save money, but then it would also reduce the health impact of the healthcare system. I mean, health is responsible for about 7% of our greenhouse gas emissions. Addressing that could have a big and measurable population benefit.
So you were a part of the delegation. Was the minister receptive in your view?
Absolutely. What I said to the minister is any government action on this will result in a cheer squad of compassionate and passionate healthcare workers that will amplify their message, because it is just such an obvious win for government and policymakers.
It's unusual for doctors, professionals to step up and be politically active in this way, isn't it?
No, look, I don't think so. Not emergency physicians, because we really are at the coalface. What I talked to the minister about is the great fossil fuel gas gaslighting that's occurred, where they regard themselves as natural gas, as a healthy option. And in fact, up until recently, we also congratulated the minister on addressing point 3 in our request, which was to turn off the rebate for gas hot water systems. They're already shown some action, but we were able to talk about a couple of other quick wins around no new healthcare builds or renovations that are gas powered. And we also talked to the minister about the real and present danger of our health system being plugged into gas, because it means if there is a problem with the gas supply, our health system infrastructure is vulnerable. We found in Lithgow in New South Wales, the army had to be called in to heat a hospital because their gas supply died. So really, it's important for our future. It's actually important for next week.